Hello, I am Jason Hobbs, and you are listening to Random Screed. Banana, dee 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 dee. Banana, dee 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 dee. I don't know if you know it, but I know this guy named Hobbs. It's kind of funny, but as he does his job, he kind of talks into his phone as well. I don't mean to kill it. I don't mean to fill it. I just have this feed, and they call it Random Screed. Random Screed, dee 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 dee. Random Screed, dee 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 dee. Random Screed, dee 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 dee. Random Screed, dee 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 dee. Hey, Screeders. Yeah. So, I guess I'm doing an intro in the beginning. I had started doing intros at the end, because then they could really kind of follow what was going on in the episode, and I could do a good job of introducing that and talking about it and all those awesome things. But I guess I'm not doing it this episode because I don't have any call-ins. I guess it's just me and you, and you and you and you too. And that's all good, right? It's all good to me. I don't know. What I do know is today is Thursday, January 31st, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed. So I guess it's time for a vinyl couch, y'all. So when Hobbs is up, he's really up. But when he's down, he's really down. So bipolar disorder is like rolling. It's like riding a roller coaster. There's tall peaks and there's very low valleys. Today I feel low, guys. I'm not even sure what brought it on. It's been cold. I've actually had a lot of days off and I've just been doing whatever. But I feel like I really haven't been that productive as I could be. I have this project that I'm working on for David Beatty's Dark Trails, and I was excited to talk to people about it, but it seems like I just get frustrated and annoyed and aggravated fast with everybody. One of the problems is that my routine gets funky when I'm not working and I'm at home and I don't know what the routine should be. And
in half a mile.
I think that really creates a difficult situation for me. As you guys all know, many people have advised when you are in a state of depression or really manic,
take the second left,
or even trying to be creative, you should stick to a routine. You know, commit to 2 hours a day or an hour a day or 15 minutes a day. Commit to your routine. If you're not going to take medication for mental health stability, then you should be having a routine, maybe doing exercise, taking your vitamin D, using your essential oils, all those things. And by not working, I haven't been doing any of those things. So I'm adding weight. I'm really carbing up. I don't even know why. I think it has something to do with when I get to a certain place, I feel empty or I'm missing something. And so I try to fill that void with something else. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's video games. Sometimes it's sex or whatever. I don't even know, you know, but it never really fills it. And so you just keep on scooping stuff into this empty place. And it's worse than the green demon face in Tomb of Horrors. I really feel like I've hit my low point today. I feel really like an imposter. I was so excited when I saw that Don Stroud had released his Kickstarter, and I was really excited and I shared it everywhere. And then I got to see everyone was sharing it everywhere, and that was really cool. And I felt, you know, I don't know, admiration for, I like to say good friend. I've known him for, you know, geez, probably almost a decade now. But I'd really only met him a couple times. He was just what some people can say, just an online friend, which is really neither here nor there. I guess I'm just kind of setting some back information for you. But then I realized how many people were sharing it, and I thought about how hard I've had to work to share my own stuff. And I'd read somewhere that you shouldn't really have to share your own stuff, because if it's good, other people will share it. Wow. So maybe what I'm doing isn't that good. And then I think about another of my friends, online friends, who talks about people who are trying to sell their stuff or do different things in the hobby, or one of my flaws being trying to use my hobby as a business. And that's a flaw of mine. And then, I don't know. I guess I do have, you know, my group of people who seem to like what I do. They always try to lift me up when I'm feeling down. But, you know, they lift everybody up when they're feeling down. I don't know. I really don't know, guys. I do feel down, though. I do feel like I probably shouldn't be doing the stuff that I do. Maybe I should be just trying to work more. Just sell stuff for work instead of writing content or running games or starting a YouTube channel or writing zines or doing podcasts or talking to you guys through random screed. Then at the same time, I feel bad because I do have, you know, a good support system and people who seem to love what I'm doing. I don't know, y'all. I just feel down and irritable, and I don't have a good reason for it. But I am trying to be a better person, and I think being a better person means sticking to your word. And I've made some commitments, and I want to stick to them, especially where Random Screed and Hobbs and Friends.
In a quarter mile.
Especially where Hobbs and Friends and Random Screed come in. I don't know. I just feel like it's all futile. Yeah, I know that I have friends out there and supporters and people who like my work. But it's really a small niche. It's really small compared to what I saw around Don Stroud's lesser key to the...
Turn right onto West...
Like I've been saying all over the place, the product is beautiful. It's well laid out. I think it's going to be really usable at the table. You're going to be best served with it as a zine printed and sitting there flat out where you can roll on the tables and use it. I mean, it's everything that you would expect from, well, Don in general. So in no way am I demeaning what Don is doing. I'm demeaning what I do. So I would say go find his Kickstarter, check it out, and buy the product. Other than that, I guess it's a short screed for you today. Just another whine for another snowflake in this snowy, frigid North Midwest. It's better to burn out than to fade away.